Look your well. Do not sin anymore, so that nothing worse may happen to you. This particular part of this gospel is one that oftentimes I think we can miss. There's a type of sin called the sin of presumption. And what a sin of presumption is that we hear a lie of the enemy who says, oh, if you do this particular thing, which we know is a sin, oh, well, then you can just ask God for forgiveness because God is merciful and God will forgive you. And what the enemy does in that particular lie is he is telling a half-truth. It is true that God is merciful, it's true that God wants to forgive us, but it does not follow that it's good for us then to sin for that particular reason or okay for us to sin. And when someone gets to a certain level in the spiritual life, I find that this is a lie that the enemy, Satan, likes to use against us. And it's one that our Lord is addressing particularly when he says that line, that you're well, don't sin anymore. When we hear that lie of the enemy that says, oh, you can just go to confession or etc., we should resist whatever temptation we're facing at that moment with all of our effort and to say, God, I ask for that grace of your mercy right here and right now so I don't fall into that temptation. This is something that especially as we come to this part of the Lenten season, we can start to feel tired many times or worn out during this section of the Lenten season because it starts to wear on us. That is also part of Lent. When we get to this section of Lent, we are tapped out many times by our own efforts, and we need to rely even more on God's grace and God's mercy. But rather than asking for God's mercy after the fact of falling into a sin, we can ask for God's mercy when we're experiencing the temptation itself. And to say, Lord, right here, right now, as I face this particular temptation, I'm asking for your mercy now. I'm asking for that grace to resist this lie of the enemy, to resist this temptation, to not fall in the way that I'm struggling in that way. And God's mercy also wants to activate and apply to give us that grace to resist the temptation that we face in that particular moment.